There is a difference between interference and obstruction. The offense interferes, the defense obstructs, except for catcher's interference, which behaves very much like obstruction. Unlike in every other team game, where players are praised for getting in the opposition's way, thereby making their job more difficult, that is not allowed in baseball. In baseball, everyone gets to take up their tasks without hindrance by the other team. Obstruction first. A defender in possession of the baseball can never be guilty of obstruction. Defenders without the ball can. In most, but not all cases, the offense has the right of way. When the ball is batted into play, defenders without the ball, who are not making a play on the ball, are not allowed to stand in places that force the base runner to go around them. If their position creates an obstruction that a runner has to go around, then they are most likely guilty of obstruction. However, there is a big exception, which we'll get to in a minute, when we discuss interference. To complicate matters, there are two kinds of obstruction. The first is when a play is being made on a runner, and the second is when a play is not being made on a runner because the ball is far away. Type 1 obstruction happens when a play is being made on a runner. For example, a runner gets picked off of first and gets into a rundown. As the ball is being thrown back and forth, the runner bumps into a fielder who does not have the ball. That's type 1 obstruction and creates an immediate dead ball. The obstructed runner is awarded the number of bases the umpires judge he or she would have attained had the obstruction not occurred. The runner is guaranteed at least one base. The direction in which the runner was headed does not matter. If the runner was heading back to first when he bumped into an empty-handed first baseman, that runner will still be awarded second base. All other base runners are rewarded the number of bases the umpires judge they would have attained as well. Type 2 obstruction happens when the ball is far away from a runner. For example, a batter hits a single into the outfield. While rounding first, he has to change his path because the first baseman's standing in his way. That's type 2 obstruction. We do not kill play. The umpires point at the players, say that's obstruction, and then see what happens next. The runner is now protected by the number of steps he lost by having to go around the first baseman. If he's tagged out at second by 2 steps, but the umpires judge the obstruction cost 3 steps, then that runner's called safe. If, however, he's tagged out by 3 steps, but the umpires judge he only lost 1 step, then he's called out. If runners continue past their protection, they are on their own. In type 2 obstruction, runners get nothing for free. They are only awarded the number of steps required to make them whole again after they were obstructed. Now, plays at the plate can get tricky. When catchers are waiting for a throw, they cannot block the plate. The runner must be afforded a clear lane to home. But once catchers have possession of the ball, they can block the plate. Now, runners may never maliciously contact fielders. And malicious contact, that's contact that's designed to hurt an opposing player or to jar a secured ball loose. If that happens, we have an immediate dead ball, the runner is called out and ejected. If the catcher doesn't have the ball but is in the runner's way, the umpire will immediately call the obstruction so that the runner knows they're protected, they don't have any reason to barrel over a catcher.